Perek Beis in Maseches Shkolim. We're studying Lilu Nishmas Rerelke Bas Reb Shneir Zalman Menachem Mendel, who passed away on Achron Shel Pesach Elofim Tovshin Ayin. We're learning this Lilu Nishmas Tei Nishmas Tzurur B'Tzurur Chaim. Mishnah Aleph in Perek Beis of Shkolim. Metzarfim Shkolim Lidar Chaynes. If one put together the half a shekels from all the people of the city, and he wants to lead them to Yerushalayim, so he is permitted to exchange the half a shekels for golden money. This is darkoines, golden coins. So it should not be difficult for him to take all this money to Yerushalayim. Kishem show you shayfris b'migdash, just like there were these boxes in the base of migdash, then in which you would throw in the half a shekel. Kacha you shayfris b'medina, there are also boxes in Yerushalayim. They should throw in the half a shekel, and because the boxes were wide in the bottom and they were narrow on the top, that's why they're called shayfris, like a shayfer whose mouth is narrow and the out is the bottom is wide. People from a city who sent their shekolim, and they sent it through an agent, he should take it to Yerushalayim, and then they were stolen, or they got lost from the shliach, if they already took out the machzah shekel from the boxes in Yerushalayim to buy the sacrifices before they were stolen and got lost, so then the loss is hegdash, is lost. And nishbarim legizbarim, so then the agents need to swear to the collectors from hegdash, to the inborn people in charge of hegdash, that it is true that it was stolen or lost from them. Imlav, but if not, if the money of the agent got lost before they took out the money of the boxes, nishbarim lebnei ha'ir, so then the agents need to swear to the people from the city that the money was stolen or lost from them, and the people of the city need to substitute them with other shekolim. Nimtzu. Then what happens if they find the shekolim? Or the thieves gave back, they returned the theft. Eilu ve'eilu shekolim, they would both be shekolim. And that would not count for them for next year. What they owe, they're still going to have to give again the machzis ha-shekel. Says the Bartonura, Metzarfim shkolim lidarkoines. You can combine the shkolim to make him into darkoines. Says the Bartonura, b'nei ha'ir, the people of the city, shekovtzu shkeleim, they gather their shkolim. Yecholim lachlifam, they are able to exchange them with darkoines for darkoines. That's a golden coin. The verse states in Ezra, dark moini zov. And the reason they do it, it's dark of gold. The reason they do it, to make it lighter for them, the weight for the trip, to schlep all these heavy shkolim. And then he says that just like they put these shofres in the Beis HaMikdash, they put it all over the Medina. Says the Bartanur Shofres, they are tevis, they are kind of boxes. Shapim Tzar Lemailo, their opening is narrow on the top. Kein Shofer, that is similar to a Shofer, Shapim Tzar Milmailo, whose mouth is narrow on the top. And it goes and it widens. Kidei Shelo Yuchlu Little Mem Klum, so that people should not be able to take from them once you throw it in there. Kahid Iksiv Be'Yoda, like it's written in the Pasuk Yod, the Malachim Beis, Pasuk Yod Beis, Vayasu Arin Echo, they made one box, Vayitnu Behechel, Vagoymer, and they put in the Echel, etc. Vayikav Chor Bedaltoi, and they put poked a hole in its door, Vayoyim Dim Azora, and they would stand in the Azora, Vachol Echel, maybe Shikli Venezuela, and everybody would bring his shekel and put it into that box. So then the Mishnah said that just like it was in the Mikdash, it was also b'medina. What does it mean b'medina? Kachoyu b'medina, also medina. So that is either b'Yerushalayim, in Yerushalayim, or the Divrei Rambam b'Sharar Yisrael. According to Rambam, the Rambam medina means also in other cities in Eretz Yisrael. Then the Mishnah talks about the halacha, which b'nei yo'ir shesholchu shikleim. The people of the city, they send their shekels, so the Bartanura biyat shliach, in the hands of an agent, leilichem lelishka, that he should take him to the lishka, to the room where they collect all the machzah shekel. So im nitrema atruma shahayu regilim litrem, that the gifts that they were accustomed to take mehakupis, they already took the money from the boxes, from the collected place of the money, letzorech hakarbonis, for the sacrifices, vayu termin al hagavui, they would sort of separate and give for that they've already collected, v'ala ozi ligvois, and also what they are going to collect. So they would give advance money from the kupes for the karbones, even for money that they haven't yet collected in the shayfras, they would give it to ahead of time, kidei sheyeh chelek hakarbonis, so that there should be a portion of the karbonis, af lo yisim shadayin l'shaklu, also to those who have not given yet their shekel. So then, and then it got lost or stolen. So if it's after they have already given for them nishboyim, so then the shluchim, the agents, swear ligizborim to the attendants for the hegdesh, the hoyil v'nitrima truma, since already the gift, the separation was already separate, ala mois alolu, for this money, koydim shenevdu, prior to his being lost, hari nasu kilu hoyil b'rshus ligizborim, then it becomes as if it's already in the property, in the under the control of the gizborim, of the attendants, mishah shenitrima truma alayim, from the time that they have already separated the money and advanced the money for all the money that's coming in, so this money is as if it's already in the hands of the gizborim. Ukshenignevoy of the, when they were stolen or lost, b'shusai the gizborim nignevoy of the, they were stolen from the property, from the domain of the attendants, they were lost. Hilkach, and therefore nishboim mashluchim legizbarim. So therefore, the agents who are bringing the money swear to the attendants v'niftarim, and they are exempt from paying for it. Ba'afal gav dein nishboim al hegdeshus. Although one doesn't have to swear when it comes to hegdesh, shvuzuk hatakonis chachamim. This the chacham instituted. He, this is a takonis chachamim, they should lay yazalzul behegdeshus, so that they should not treat cheaply hegdash. The im lav, and if not, zog the batenura, shebishor shavdu adayin lenitruma truma. At the time that it was lost, they have not yet separated truma. Velo yitziu mois mina kupes alosid ligvois, and they hadn't yet spent the money, advanced the money from the kupes, from the funds. They haven't done it alosid ligvois for the future what they're going to collect. So then birshus bailim habailim avdu. So then the loss is in the on the ownership and the property. Who owns it? It's the owners that own the money. Hilkochem, therefore, nishboim, they swear, hashluchim, the agents swear, l'anshe ha'ir, to the people of the city, v'niftarim, and they are exempt. V'anshe ha'ir, and the people of the city, chayzerim v'shoiklim shkolim achedim, they're going to have to go ahead and give other shekels, tachteim, in their place. Shashkolim harishenim sha'avdu lo'yalulahen, for the first shkolim that they have given, that have been lost, that has not satisfied for them their obligation, and they have to give it again. Mishnah base. Hanoisen shiklo lachaveir lishkel al yodoi, one who gives a machzis a shekel, half a shekel, to his friend, that he should throw it into the box on his behalf. V'shokol the atzme, and the shliach, the agent, he took the half a shekel for himself. Im nitrema truma mo, if it's already that they have taken out the money from the boxes from Yerushalayim to buy for them the karbonis, prior to his giving the half dollar to the attendant of Hegdash. So the one that gave the half a shekel that his friend gave for himself, he already at that point he was violating against Hegdash, because that half a dollar already belonged to Hegdash, and when he gives it for himself, he's benefiting from Hegdash, because had he not exempted himself with his friend's half a shekel, So then he would have to go ahead and give a mashkin, the collateral for his half a shekel. So therefore, he has to bring a korban me'ila, a sacrifice for one who violates and benefits from hegdish. Hashoy kill shikloy mimoyz hegdish. If he had by himself money that belongs to hegdish, that money is based in that hegdish for fixing the base hamikdash, and he forgot that this money is hegdish money. So he gave a machzis shekel and he threw it into the box. Im nitruma truma v'korva behema. So if they had taken out the money of the box and they bought the korbanos and they already sacrificed those korbanos mal, so then he has to bring a korban, a sacrifice of me'ila, because he had a benefit from hekdesh. Bidmei Meiser Sheni, what happens if he gave a half a shekel from money of Meiser Sheni that he has, or Bidmei Shviis, or from money from fruit that was growing in the seventh year? Yoichal Kinegdo. So he should take another half a shekel, and he should say that the half a shekel of Shviz or the Maiser Sheni should be exchanged on this half a dollar, and then he can eat the fruit that that he buys for the other half a shekel that he exchanged. He's going to eat it with the Kedusha, with the holiness of Maiser or from Shviz. The Bar Tanura. He gives his friend a shekel, so he should give it for him, bishviloi, for himself, says the Bar Tanura. And he goes and uses it for himself. If the truma was separated, prior to his giving this shekel to the attendant, it has already been separated beforehand, so then Moal Zeh, so this person who used his friend's shekel to for himself, he violated Hegdesh Shaka Bishilatz, maybe because he gave it for himself. The Miyach and Nitrima Truma, because immediately that the separation was already separated. Alos in Likvois for the what is destined to be collected. So as soon as Beisdin gave advanced and gave the separation for the karbonis, the funds for the karbonis for what they are going to collect later on. So this shekel that his friend gave him, lishkel alav, so he should use it for his friend. Bishus hegdesh. So immediately when he received it, it belongs already to hegdesh. And then when he gives it for himself, then I mean hegdesh, he is benefiting from the hegdesh. For had he not given this shekel for himself, then they would take a collateral from him. Like we learned before in the first perek, once they settled in the mikdash, on the 25th of the month, Hischilu lemashkin, they started to take collaterals. Benimtza, turns out, nena mina hegdish, that he benefited from hegdish, v'chayiv korban me'ila. And then he would be chayiv a korban me'ila, because he benefited from hegdish. The other halacha is, ashoikel shikle m'moiz hegdish, if he gives the shekel from money of hegdish, oh, you be yodoy mois. He had in his hands money. They were consecrated. They were hegdish for the support of the Beis Hamikdash. He thought that they are just ordinary weekday money, regular money. And he took from them his machzis hashekel. And then the truma has already been separated. The kono become and they bought an animal with that truma that he that was given. V'krivu, and they sacrificed it. Oh, nischayiv. So then nischayiv ashoikel korban me'ila. So the one who used the shekel is chayiv a korban me'ila. So when he used the shekel of hegdish. Aval loy koidim, but not before this. Lifi shezeh ha-hegdesh nishar hegdesh kimoy shehoyo, but not before. Before it was brought for a korban, there was no korban meila. He didn't violate anything because lifi shezeh ha-hegdesh nishar hegdesh kimoy shehoyo become makom shehu. Because the fact that he decided and he said that this should be a shekel, that nothing happened because that remained the shekel kamoy shehoyo as it was wherever it stays. V'lei nishtana, didn't change. Baruch shenik reva behemo, when the animal was sacrificed, who niskaven, and he intended shimim momen kol mishu shekel betrumas halishko, and he intended that that is from the money that whoever gave a shekel in the trumas halishko. Nased, then it becomes kilukana behema v'isum moishel hegdish, as if he went and he purchased an animal with those money of hegdish that he had in his pocket, and he gave it into the lishka v'hikri v'nena, and he sacrificed it, and he benefits shalei mishkenu, that they did not take a collateral from mishvil shikloi, because v'shekel v'nischayiv b'karmila, and he is obligated therefore in a karmila after the carbon was brought. But v'reish enami the katani, and also the reisha where it's written k'shenasan loy chaveri lishkel al yodei, when his friend gives him to give the shekel for him, and then he goes v'shekel al atzim, he takes it for himself. We say the mal that it was mal. Hainu nami shekarva behema achar shenitam ratrumo. It's also talking in the situation, as we say here, that the behema has been sacrificed after the truma has been given. So although the Mishnah didn't mention this, but that's also the condition there. The high, the loitanya bereishah. This, that it doesn't say in the reisha, mishum de somach as seifa, because he relies on the seifa. Shemefarish ba mi'il shneim, he articulates the mi'il of both of them. Say if he gives somebody else's shekel that he was supposed to give for the other person, or he took hegdish money that he had in his pocket and he gave it as a shekel, that in both cases it's only after the korban me'ila was bought that that's when you're mo'il. And this is the reason why he is not violating immediately when he uses it, even though he already benefited, because as soon as he gives it and Bezdin is not memashkin him, he's already benefiting. Because mi'ilo only happens when you take it out of hegdash lechulin, to outside of lechulin, to weekly. But one who takes out from one hegdash to another hegdash, so that he took it out and he gave it as the carbon, he gave it for the machzah shekel. Avo bishenene, even though he benefited, ain't a moil. Elo achas she'oso ma'ise begdash hasheni. The only time you are moil, even if you benefited, if it's still hegdash, is only when you did the act in the second hegdash, which means in this case that you went and you brought the carbon. Till you bring in the carbon, you hadn't done anything. So therefore, even though you saved yourself, but you hadn't yet done anything. But when you buy the carbon, so then you do it. Chayn mukhar b'Yerushalmi, and so is evident from Yerushalmi. What happens if you took the machzis ha-shekel from Maiser Sheni, or midmei Shviz, or from the money of Shviz? Yoichal kinegdo. What does it mean? What does it mean? Yoichal kinegdo. Yavi shekel, he should bring a shekel. The yomer should say, "Kol makom shehem meiser sheni oyishvis." Wherever they are, meiser sheni shvi yiyu mechulalin al shekel ze. They should be resting on this shekel that he's exchanging now. The shvis tefeses domeo. Shvis grabs hold of its money of its exchange. Hegdish, just like hegdish does, that it grabs hold of the money. The yoichal peiris sheyikne ba'oisa shekel, and then he should eat the fruit that he will buy with that shekel that he exchanged for the ma'aser sheni. Yerushalayim, like in Yerushalayim, kidin ma'aser sheni, like din ma'aser sheni. A yoichalam Begidusha Shvis, or you should eat them, fruit that you buy from that shekel that you were, that you exchanged for the Shvis, for the Megidush Shvis, you should eat them with the sanctity of Shvis. If the fruit that he applied to this shekel or shviz, so then they have to be eaten in the kedusha shviz. Mishnah Gimel, hamechanes mois, one who was collecting monies a little bit at a time, and when he started to collect, va'amar ha'reelu l'shikle, he said the money that he is collecting should be for the half a shekel, and then he counted the money and he found that there was more than a half a shekel. So b'shamay emri, b'shamay say, moisron nedava, the extra money that is beyond the machzeh shekel is also holy, and you got to put it into the box, the collection boxes, in which the money to sacrifice the sacrifices is laying, and you use that so when the mizbeach is empty and there is no korbanos from owners, so you buy from the extra. And the extra money which is beyond the half a shekel, he can take for himself, and they did not become holy. But if he said that he's collecting the money sha'avi mehen l'shikli, that I will bring from them the half a shekel, sha'avin shemesim chulin, so then they're both equal. B'shamay agrees with B'shillel that extra money which is beyond the machzeh shekel is chulin. Eilu l'chatos, if he said the money that I am collecting is for a sacrifice of a chatos, shavin shamayser nedava, so then Beishamay also agrees with Hillel that that once he buys a korm chatos and his money left over, that the extra money that he has to give to sacrifices of nedava when the mizbeach is empty. But if he says that I'm collecting the money she'avi mehen lechatos, that I should bring from them a korban chatos, shavin shamei zechulin, then Beishamay agrees with Beishillel that the extra money is considered chulin and he can use whatever he wants. Says the Bartanura, Amchan Nismois, one who gathers money, says Bartanura, koines ma'at ma'at, he collects a little bit, a little bit. Prutach pruta, a coin after a coin, l'shikli for a shekel. V'amr, and he says, k'shehischi lekanes, when he begins to collect, harei elu l'shikli, these are for my shekel, for my machzeh shekel, ukshebol l'chashev, and then when he comes to calculate mashekones that he has collected, motzeh shei siru al shikli, he finds out that there is extra more than a shekel. B'shamay emrim, b'shamay say, moisro nedova, that the extras are a nedova. Yiplu, they shall still fall, and they still owed, and they have to belong, l'shefresh b'migdosh, to the charity boxes that are in the migdosh. Sha'emdim l'akri b'dmeim, eilis kaitz l'mizbech, that they are destined to sacrifice with the money from those boxes, those oilos, those burnt offerings, which is kaitz l'mizbeach, that the mizbeach is standing idle, and we bring korbanos to take up so it doesn't stand idle. U'beishamay l'teimayu, and Beishamay follows its reasoning, the is luhu, there is to them, they believe, they hold, that hegdish betos shmei hegdish, that if you make a mistake when you are making hegdish, it is considered hegdish, and therefore it is a nedava. U'beishilal oimrim, but Beishilal, they say, moisron chulin, that the extras are weekly, the lenis kavas el hagdish elat kidei shikle, because this one hadn't intended to make them holy only up to one shekel. If the lashon says the mishnah she'avi mehem shkolim, that's the lashon. So then the mishnah says shavin shamay sur chulin. Then they agree. So b'shamay agrees with Hillel, the extras chulin, because then the havi ke'emer befeirish, that's like saying specifically, im achnis yoser mishekel, that if I bring more than a shekel, avi mehem shekel, I will only bring a shekel, va'moyser yei chulin, and the rest will be chulin. So if he articulates that, he says it beferish, so therefore Beishamay will agree that the rest is chul. What happens if he says, elu lechatos, these are for chatos, Tatnis, says the Bar Tanura, Vimkonas Mois, if he gathers money, Va'omar, and he says, Hare'elu l'chatos, this is for a chatos. So in that case, Moid Besilos, Shamaisu Nedova. So this money has to remain for a chatos, so what's left over is holy for a Nedova. As opposed, if he uses Losh Shah, Vimahen, I will bring Avdam l'chatos, that's saying Beferish. As the Mishnah says, then Shav and Shav Eser Chulin, in that case, the extra will be Chulin. Mishnah Dalet. Amar Rabbi Shimon says Rabbi Shimon, Ma bein Shkolim l'chatos? What is the difference between Shkolim and a Chatos sacrifice? How come that if he says, Hare Elu l'shikli, this is for my shekel, so Bezil will say that the rest of the money is Chulin, is weekly. And if he says Hare'elu l'chatos, so Basil will say that the extra money has to be given for a gift. And the Mishnah says Shkolim yesh lem kitzva. Shkolim has a set amount, how much you need to give, not more, not less. You have to give a machzor shekel. So therefore, he didn't mean to make it holy only up to half a shekel. And the rest of the money that he was collecting was by mistake, because he thought that he doesn't have a half a shekel. And when you make a mistake, it doesn't become holy. But the sacrifice of the Korban Chatos has no set price. He doesn't know what it's going to cost to buy the Korban Chatos. So therefore, the entire money became consecrated, became holy, because maybe he's going to have to use it entirely for the Korban Chatos. And once they became holy, they cannot become again holy. Rabbi Yehuda says, after Shkolim ain lem kitzva. Also to for a shekel there's also no set amount because only in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu that the coin that they were dealing with was a shekel did they give a half a shekel, but that the Jews went up from exile then they would give half their koinus, and the darkin is a golden coin which is equal to 2 shekels. And that was the coins that they would deal with. And then later on, once that coin became non-existent, null, and it became back, shekel, chozru lishkos shloim. So then they started giving again a half a shekel. Chozru lishkos tivin, after when the shekels became no longer were used, so the people used to use with tivin with half shekels ubikshu lishkel dinarim, so they wanted to give a half from the half a shekel, which would be one dinar, because a shekel was 4 dinarim. So then that they didn't accept, because you can give more than a half of a shekel, but not less. But not less. But what do we see? That a half a shekel was not a permanent always. Sometimes more, sometimes less. So that was his argument. Amar Rav Shimon. So Rav Shimon said, "Afa pikein." Nevertheless, the machzor shekel is still not the same as the korban pesach, because by machzor shekel yad kulam shava. Everybody gives the same. In every period, whatever the machzor shekel is not one person gives more, one gives less, but everybody gives the same thing. So he knew how much money he wanted to make holy for the machzor shekel, therefore the extra is chulin. Avol chatos, but the sacrifice of chatos, not everybody gives the same. Zeh maybe b'sela, one can bring a korban chatos for one, for a shekel, for a sela, v'zeh maybe b'shtayim, and one can bring for 2 shekels. One can buy the animal, the korban chatos, for 3 shekels. So he didn't know exactly how much money he's going to need for the korban chatos. And therefore, the entire money became holy. And once it became holy, they do not become chulin anymore. Says the Bar Tanura that Rav Shimon said, Ma bein shkolim l'chatos? What is the difference between shkolim l'chatos? Says the Bar Tanura, Ma ish no shkolim? Why is shkolim different? The mechanis is one who gathers money and he says, "Va'amar," and he says, "Hare'elu l'shikli, they are for my shekel." Amri beisila beisila say the havi amayisur chulin, that what's left over beyond the shekel, beyond the half a shekel, goes to Chulin. How come by Chattas the Moidu the Beishamai that they agree to Beishamai that the extra money which is beyond the Korban Chattas that he buys, that's a Nidove, and we buy from them Doilus Kaitz and Mizbech? And the Mishnah answers, Rav Shimon answers, Kolim Yeshlem Kitzva, so Kolim have a set amount. Because the pasuk says, the wealthy person shouldn't bring extra, and the poor person should bring less. He goes, therefore, so this person hadn't had in mind but to give only a shekel. And what's left over is a mistaken hekdesh. Avol chatos, but on the other hand, a korban chatos and kitzva, there is no set amount. Im yirza, if he wants yavi chatos, he can bring a chatos bimma kesef and a silver ma. Im yirza, and if he wants yavi bedam merubim, he can buy for lots of money. Hilchos, therefore, nitvesu ha'adamim, the money were captured and became hekdesh. Umutzron umaisron nedavim, and the nedavim, the rest becomes a nedava. So Rav Yehuda argued that Shkolim also didn't have a fixed amount. Because he says that when the Yidden went up from the Goyla, it says, "Hoyu shekelim darkoines." They would give a shekel darkoines. Says the Bartanura, "Matbeis shemalchus modai." That was a coin of the Modai kingdom. Shaloli ma'am min haGoyla. That went up from them in exile. V'shel zov hoya, and that was gold. V'ushav, and that was valued. Nei sloim, two sloim, two shekels. V'regilim lisa v'litin ba'isa matbeis, and the people would deal, give and take, and deal with that coin. Just like during the time of the first Beis Hamikdash, that their coin was a shekel. They would give half a shekel. Gam aton. So also now at that time of Ezra, that their coin was the darkin. They would give half a darkin, which is a shekel. And then later on, eventually, chazru lishkel shloim, says the Mishnah. That achresh avra malchus modai, once the government of modai passed, this battle matbeya darkin, and the coin of darkin has been, became null. They don't use it anymore. Chazru li is noisim and noisim, so they went back to giving and taking and dealing with bisloim, back to the shekel, shu matbeya rishin. That was the first coin, shu yitzibis manbeis rishin, that would go out and be used in the time of the first Beis HaMikdash. V'nos tu machza shekel ki b'tchila. Now they gave a half of that shekel. So, that's what we have. So then, Chazud Lishkot Tivin. So then, they went back to be the shekel to Tivin. Chazem Adbeya Hayyotze Beitzo. So then, the coin that used to go out as the spending coin, the money that used it, Li used to be Tivin. The Tivin, that was the coin. The Hanemach Shekel, that was the half a shekel. But at that point, so then they wanted to, once they started using the regular matbeya, became the half a shekel, that became the main coin, the tivin. So then they wanted to give a half of that coin, they wanted to give one dinar now. The balash asela dal dinarim, asela is 4 dinar. But v'loy kiblu mehem, the chachomim, they did not accept it. The rashoim lohoisev ha-shekel deraisa. Because they are permitted to add to the shekel deraisa lefishinu ha-matbeyes ha-yetsu beisuz man, according to the change of the coins that go out that are used during that time. That they're permitted to do. But v'loy lifchis mimenu, but not to take away from it. Alma, what do we see? Lishkolim namein lem kitzva, that for a shekel there's also no set. The lepomim, no set, no fixed amount. The lepomim ashkolim gedoilim, sometimes the shekels are large, lepomim ketani, sometimes they're small. Shari loy neisim loilim, because they would not give all the time. El machsa shekel loyitzvis show, they would give half a shekel what was the main coin, a half of the main coin that was going and being used at that time. So Rav Shimon says, but afal pikein yad kulam shava. Nevertheless, all hands are equal. Kolaymer to say, akati ledom shkolim lachatus. Still, there is no comparison from the shkolim to the chatus. The bekol zman uzman hayomachza shekel shava lekoil. Because in all time and time, the half a shekel was each equal to each one. In its period, each one had the same machza shekel. Zeh shekel kamozeh. This one would give the shekel just like this one. Kol echad machsa shekel. Each one would give half a shekel. Yetsi bismanahu, that would be used in that time. Avol chatos, barakom chatos, loy lo meinu shove. is never the same. Shazam maybe b'selav, one brings, and people bring different types of chatos, spend different money for chatos. Shazam maybe b'selav, one can bring for a selav, shazam maybe b'beis, this one can bring for two, or b'gimel shloim or three shloim. B'ochi maskinon, so we conclude, the taimayu de beis shamai kira b'shimen. And we conclude that the reasoning of beis hillel is like Reb Shimon, and that's why if he collected more than the half a shekel, the rest will go out and it will become chulin. Mishnah Hey, Moisar Shkolim Chulin. If you collected money and you should say that should be for the half a shekel, so then later on when he counted how much he collected and he found that there was more than a machzis a shekel, so the rest is chulin. Moisar Asiri Saifa. When a person was collecting for a tenth of an eifa, for the mincha, the extra money, then he has to give it for sacrifices that are a nedava. Moisar kinezovim v'zoveis, the person was collecting money to buy the doves, bring as a sacrifice for the zov, for the man flow, or for a zova, zovois, that's for the woman flow, or for a yildis, for a woman who gives birth, or for a chatos, or for an osham. So once you purchase the korbanis and you see there's extra money, moisreyem, the money that was left over nedava, so you bring a korban nedava, you bring a sacrifice for nedava, the oilis kaitzim is be'ech. Zaklal, this is the rule. Kol shu bodashim chazashim osham. Anything that comes for a chatos, for an atonement, or for an osham, you're putting to buy for that moisreyem, the money that remains extra nedava. Then you have to bring a korban nedava. You bring a sacrifice, a gift from it, but moisir oila la oila. If he separated money for an oila, and then he bought the oila and there's still money left over, so then he should buy for the money, he should buy an oila. Moisir mincha lemincha. If he has left over from the mincha, the money that he collected for the meal offering that he bought, then he should buy another meal offering. Moisir shlamim shlamim. Whatever is left over from money that he wanted collecting for a shlamim, so after he bought the shlamim, he has to buy from the extra money other shlamim. Moisir pesach l'shlamim. If he separated money to buy a pesach korban, and then he bought from the money and he has extra money left over after he bought the pesach korban, so then for the extra money he should buy a shlamim. Moisir nezirim l'nezirim. If he raised collected money, he was got money to buy sacrifices that are for the nazir, for a korban nazir, and then you bought the korban and then there's leftover money, so then you should hold the money to buy korbanos for other nazir. Moiser nazir l'nedava. If the nazir separated money for his korbanos and he bought the korbanos and he left over with money, so then the money should go for korbanos of nedava. Moiser anim l'anim. If you were gathering money for poor people and then there is more money than they needed for them, you gave what they needed with the collection, then you should hold the money for other poor people. If you were gathering for a certain poor person to buy a garment or something else, and then you bought already the garment and there is money left over, so then the money leader should go to the same poor person. If you gathered money to redeem those who were captured, and then you free them, and there's extra money, so then you should hold the money to redeem other people who are in captivity. Moiser shavui loiser shavui. If you collected money for a specific person who was in captivity, and you were able to free him, and there's money left over, so then the money goes to the person who was in captivity. Moiser amesim lemesim. If you collected money to bury the dead, and then you bury them, and there's still money left over, so then you should hold the money for other people who need to be buried and for their expenses. Moiser hames liyershav. If you took specifically money for a certain person who died, and then they buried this person, and there's still money left over, so the money goes to his inheritance. The mayor, Omer the mayor says, Moiser hames, the extra money that you collected for a person who died, If it's left money over, that should stick around till Yo comes. And Rabnosan says, Moisir Ameis, the extra money that remains from that you collected for the person who died was left over by the nefesh al kivrei. They built a nefesh, that's the matseva, that's the tombstone, on his grave, and you spend, I guess, the money as much as you need to for the matseva. Says the Bar Tanura, Moisir shkolim chulin. What's left over from the shkolim goes to chulin. Says Bar Tanura, Machaneis Mois, one who gathers money, v'omar, and he says, Hare elu lishkolim, that this should be for the shekel. Ukshaba lachashiv, and then when he comes to calculate, Masha nichna, Masha konas, what he has gathered, Motza, he finds sheisiruham, that he was left over, that is extra, hamoyser chulin, the extra goes to chulin. Ustamaki besila, so this stam mishnah goes like besila, because before we had a machloikis between besila and Bishamai. Bishamai says that moyser shkolim, is nedava. But here we pass him like Basila, the stam mishnah, that it goes to chulin. Asire is ha'efa, the tenth of an efa, says the Bar Tanura, the tenth of an efa is shemakrivi medali dalus, that you bring a sacrifice who is poor amongst the poor. Im hifrifi separated, mois, he separated money, v'netois ru, and they were left over, bois nedava. Then you have to bring from them a gift for the mizbeach. The whole moisir chatos v'oshom, because anything that's left over from a chatos and an oshom, hamois nedava, the money becomes a gift. Liknos bam oilus kayitz hamizbeach, to purchase for them those burnt offering for the idleness of the mizbeach. The mizbeach shouldn't be idle, so they give the extra gift. Kimedrashe shel Yehoyada hakoyin, as the medrash of Yehoyada hakoyin. Vasiris Eifa, the tenth of Eifa, is also the Dali Dalus Bimkoim Chatosi. That takes place, the tenth of an Eifa is brought instead of a Chatos for the one who can't really afford. So that's why, if you can't have extra money, that has to be used for Oilus Fakayetza Mizbeach, as the Drash of Yoyodo. Then the Mishnah says, if there's extra for an oila, that goes li oila. Im hifrish mois, says the Bar Tanura, if he separate money liknis oila to purchase an oila, v'nitoisru, and there's leftover money, yavi b'yosei ha-moiser, then you bring with that extra oila, cheres another oila. Moiser ha-pesach, what's left over from the money that he designated to buy a korban pesach, that'll go to shlomim. That'll go to shlomim. Diksi, because in Pasuk, in Dvarim, Tezvav says, v'zavachto pesach la-shem elekecho, you should slaughter a Pesach for God your God, tzoyin ubakor, sheep and cattle. V'chi Pesach min abokor uba, does Pesach then come from cattle? It has to be only v'ksovim min ha'izim, sheep and goats. Elo moyser Pesach, but what's left of Pesach, yiladover abo mitzoyin ubakor, that should be something which is brought from sheep and cattle, v'hainu shlomim, and that is a shlom. Moyser nizirim, the extra of nizirim, im govu mois, if they collected money, the karbonis nizirim, so if they collected money for the karbonis nizirim and it was left over, so then they should keep them until they're going to buy other nizirim from them. However, if only one nozir separated money for his own karbonis and left over, so then what's left over goes for a nedava for the kayitz and mizbeach. Moiser oni, what's left over for the poor person, says the Bar Tanura, im govu mois, if they collected money, is liknis loy malbush, to buy for him a garment, vini toisru, and there's leftover money, noisnima moiser loyser oni, then you give the extra to that poor person. Moiser shvuyin, left over from money that is collected for redeeming, im govu tzedoko, if they collected charity, the tzedok pidyon shvuyin, for the need of redeeming people that are in captivity, vini toisru mehem, there's leftover from them, Yishmanu, they should keep them, Achi Yivdu Mehem, Shavuim, until they will redeem with them, Acherim, other captives, Shavuim Acherim. Avalim Pirish Lishavu Yizeh, but if they specify for this particular person in captivity, Zohar Yisushav Meisah, then that captive person has merited that extra. Meisah HaMeisim LeMeisim, if they collected for the purpose of burying the dead in general, then stam hamoyser may stam for just anybody dead, first person stam without specifying for whom hamoyser look for his meis machirim. So what's left over goes for the burial of other dead people. What happens lemeis zeh for this particular person is hamoyser liyosha. Whatever left over goes to his inheritance. Dachuli achil hameizilusi legabe yosha. So because the meis forgives his cheapness, the fact that he's not being, you know, spent all the money on him, to give it to his inheritors. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama. The Meir says, no, that Yemun Achad Sheyoveh Eliyahu, you should leave it until Yehu comes. Because Misafkili, because he's insured, Yimochel HaMeiz Yilusi L'Gabe Yerushav Eloi. Whether the deceased forgives his cheapness, being, you know, cheap, not given that money for his needs towards his relatives or not. In other words, he's not being bought, as we'll see, like a tombstone or things like that. He's not sure. That's why you should leave it until Eliyahu comes, because we're not sure. And finally, Reb Nosson says that whatever's left over from the mace, they built him a monument, a matzeva, on his grave. Says the Bartanun Pshitale, he is certain that Reb Nosson, to Reb Nosson, the Lay Mochim, that he doesn't forgive. Hilkach, therefore, Bainim Lay Matzeva al Kivre, we built him a tombstone on his kivre, Ma'isa Moiser, from that extra Shekvar Zocha Boy Hameis, that the Meis already benefited from it. The loch is like the first opinion, that we give the money, the extra money we give to his inheritors. In the place where they collected for the needs of burying the dead, you saved him before they thought that he didn't have money to bury. Then it turns out that he does have money. In that case, we don't say whatever's left over goes to the inheritors. Because the collection at the beginning was by mistake. So is evident in the Yerushalmi, in the Talmud Yerushalmi. And Shalonu, and there's further that he proves in Yerushalmi and Agamara, that in a place where there is seven Tuva Ir, meaning people that are in charge, representing of the community, Oy chaver ir, or a group in the city, shekol iski tzibur, that all the business of the community, nechtochim apiv, that are decided by him, by that person. Venida be'einov l'shanes, and it sees fit in his eyes to change. Moiser shvuyim, what's left over from the captivity, oy moiser ani, what's left over from the poor people, oy moiser mesim, what's left over from the dead. To what he sees fit in his eyes, he is permitted to change. And to spend how much he sees fit in his eyes. That is the need of the time. And we cannot protest what he does. And so we rule always in actual halacha. This concludes the second perek in Masechet Shkolim.